Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. Information at BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
More choices for crossing the pond.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. For decades, access to London's Heathrow Airport has been limited to two U.S. airlines, American and United, and two U.K. airlines, British Airways and Virgin Atlantic. But that is about to change with this new Open Skies Agreement taking effect next year. Today, Delta and Air France announced a partnership to take advantage of the new rules. They'll be teaming up on routes between Heathrow and major U.S. cities. Air France and Delta hope that Continental and Northwest will eventually join their pact at some point. After 9/11, the U.S. government put in place a terrorism insurance program. Today, the Senate will revisit that. Most people in Congress want to keep the program going, but the House and Senate versions are very different. Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Insurance companies paid out more than $30 billion after September 11th. Another attack could cost many times that. That's why Congress wants to extend the terrorism insurance program. The House's version would cover nuclear and chemical attacks. The Senate's would not. Lee Cotton with the Commercial Mortgage Securities Association says the House's version is better.
The insurance companies, does the federal government think they're not going to step up if there's an attack like that?
Still, some insurers worry about how they'd cover nuclear and chemical attacks. Claire Wilkinson is with the Insurance Information Institute.
Insurers have little to no experience insuring against those risks. An attack can easily exceed the claims paying capacity of private insurers, even with a federal program in place.
The program expires at the end of the year. The White House has said it would veto the House version of the extension. It favors a more limited version of the bill. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
The high price of oil and the low profit reports coming in from banks are dragging on Wall Street right now. The Dow begins the day at 13,912. It lost 71 points yesterday. The Nasdaq dropped 16 to 2793. The S&P 500 lost 10 to 1538. There was a big sell-off in India today. That helped bring down the Asian markets by a percent. European shares are up a fraction. Oil is trading at $87.50 a barrel this morning. High definition is coming to the internet. A website that's trying to compete with YouTube plans to announce today that people can upload, share, and watch high-def videos on their website. More now from Jill Barchet.
YouTube has 200 million users. Vimeo has fewer than a million. But Vimeo's founder, Jacob Lodwick, says his site has an edge. Vimeo can now distribute videos at four times the resolution that YouTube can. That's as good as high-def TV.
With online video, we haven't seen anything yet. I think that the future of video is going to be on the web, not through television. And adopting high quality is the next big step.
That quality doesn't come cheap, but Vimeo has deep pockets. It's owned by Barry Diller's Interactive Corp. Whether the U.S. is ready for high definition is another matter. Connections here aren't fast enough to handle high-def files well. And on your computer screen, it doesn't look much different than a regular video. YouTube doesn't plan to go high-def yet. It says it's focusing on making regular video faster and better. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
Piracy is up 14% this year. And this time, I don't mean DVDs or counterfeit purses. I'm talking about eye patches and hearty har har. I don't think they wear eye patches anymore, but pirates are a growing concern for the shipping industry. Piracy is booming off the coast of Africa and the waters of Indonesia. Somalia has been a particular hotspot this year. Political instability there has led to a big increase.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. and by the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring The Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series exploring diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of heart disease through science and technology, premiering on PBS in October. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Countries like Russia and China have built up huge stacks of money by selling their exports. They've started spending that money on Western assets, like oil fields, for example. This is something the G7 countries will be talking about this coming weekend. It's a big concern. Commentator David Frum says it's time for the U.S. to take action.
Back in the 1990s, closed economies worldwide opened themselves up to freer trade. A decade later, many of them have reconsidered. Instead of welcoming private investment from the West, authoritarian regimes like Russia and China are using state investment as a lever against the West. Their tool is called sovereign funds, vast pools of capital either owned by national governments or under government control. Today, those funds are valued at $2 trillion. If energy prices remain high, they could exceed $11 trillion by 2011. During the current high-cost energy era, energy producers like Russia have accumulated vast foreign currency reserves. Meanwhile, China is transferring vast sums of money from its central bank into investment funds aimed at securing energy supplies. Many Western nations are reacting with concern. The current Canadian government is the most market-oriented in two decades. Yet, with Chinese state companies nosing around the Alberta oil patch, Ottawa is looking to draw up new rules for foreign government-owned entities. The European Union has likewise begun to talk about new regulations. Free Trade America needs to exercise the same skepticism as Canada and the European Union. Current American law protects strategically important companies from foreign purchase. It is time to extend that concern to look not just at the identity of the seller, but at the identity of the buyer. The United States can continue to roll out the red carpet for individual Chinese, Saudi, or Russian investors. But we should look very hard at buying by the Chinese, Saudi, or Russian state.
David Frum is a former speechwriter for President Bush. He's now a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.